B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, week numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in a drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. President's Day. Happy President's Day to everybody. 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I have made up my mind that I am not going to utter the name Bryce Harper or Manny Machado today, except for just I just did it. And here's the reason why, because I can't do it anymore. My brain is already twisted. And like this topic that goes on for day to day to day to day to day. And I'm thinking, I can't patronize it anymore. I don't even want to mention it. When it happens, I will react. And I don't know if it's going to happen soon. I don't know if it's going to happen at all. But when it happens, I'll react. If it happens positively, I'll react positively. If they don't get them, I'm going to rip them. So I'm in a holding pattern like you can't believe here with this Harper thing. But I feel like it's really interesting now that like baseball players are the players themselves are upset. And they're threatening to strike. Now, normally I'm on the player's side here, right? But let's face it. Baseball players have been the most overpaid species of athletes in the history of athletics. All right? When you got backup infielders making the kind of money they're making, now all of a sudden they're going to say, okay, because a few free agents aren't signed yet, there's something wrong with the system. Well, it's free market society. What's wrong with the system? The owners don't want to pay as much as they used to pay. They're entitled to that, aren't they? I mean, they'll sign you. They'll sign you at a rate that's conducive to them. Now, I'm not on the side of millionaires who own teams, believe me. But I'm thinking, if I own the team and they're going to go, well, there's a bunch of free agents out there aren't signed, and that's my fault? Well, I have a right to lower the price on anybody. So I don't get what the beef is here. Now, I know, Andrew, you're a baseball guy. Andrew Stachiotis is in for Tyrone today. Miss Natalie is also in today on President's Day. Well, we're gutting it out on President's Day. I know you're a big baseball fan. And you're unnerved by this free agent thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel bad for the players. I'm on the players' side.
You feel bad for the players.
No, they make a hell of a lot more money than I do, so I shouldn't feel bad for them.
Tell me why you feel bad for the players.
Because there's... over 100 free agents that are currently without jobs at this point. I know you can say all you want that they don't need a spring training. They can just get filled into a lineup, but they can figure it out. But there's other things to it. There's families. They don't know where they're going to live. There's people that don't know where they're going to live at this point.
Oh, my God, what a hardship. They don't know where they're going to live yet.
No, they don't know where they're going to live. They don't know where they're going to play.
Oh, my God, that's a terrible thing to have for them.
And then at this point, right now.
They're paid mercenaries anyway. What do you care about where they have to live?
There's all kinds of reasons to it. It's not just where they live. But one of the reasons also is the amount of money that they're being offered. There was a report that Mike Moustakas got offered a one-year deal for $17 million, which is almost half as much as what Manny Machado or Bryce Harper will make in 1 year.
And
he's a good, damn good ball player.
So the owners right now say, you know what? I don't feel like paying you that kind of money. I want to lower the price on what I pay. Now, you can either take that or leave it. It's still a free market society. They still have the ability to sign with teams for a certain price. Like, why should I lament their lives on where they have to put stakes down and where they have to live? What do I care about that? These guys are they're playing a sport for a living, and so they'll find a place to live once they get signed. What's the big deal about that?
Fine. Maybe the family thing isn't number one on the list, but the fact that a guy like Mike Moustakas is only getting offered $17
million,
he has the right to ask for 22, 23, 24.
He has the right to ask for anything he wants. The guy paying the salary is the guy that determines what he's going to get. Like, I want $2 million to do this job right now.
So do
but
I.
But guess what? Management didn't want to pay me $2 million. They said, here's what we'll pay you to do this job. And what am I going to do? Not work?
Well, you could strike.
Which could happen.
Now,
and then striking for what reason exactly? Like, what would be the reason they would strike? Is anything being taken away from them other than the owners wanting to pay them a smaller salary?
See, now that's the thing. I don't know what comes out of a strike, but I would not be shocked if we do see a strike even this year.
What would be their grounds?
Because they're not happy with how they are being treated.
They're not happy with how they're being treated, so they would strike.
There are 100 players that are still waiting for jobs, and I'm not saying 100 players, whereas one of them will be a double-A player. He'll be on a major league roster.
This is the most ridiculous argument I have ever heard, that these players have a right to make more money than they're being offered. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, but when Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, I know you don't want to mention the names. Let's go let's go double M and BH.
Right,
those guys are going to make over $300 million.
For the purposes of this conversation, you can mention their
names. We'll go BH and double M. Well, you're Mike and Miss. Those guys are going to make $300 to $330 million over a course of 10 years.
Because they're worth it. Mike Moustakas isn't worth it.
Yeah, he's not worth Manny Machado's contract, but he's worth a pretty good contract.
He's worth what he's worth. He's worth what an owner is willing to pay him. That's all his worth is.
No, I think this comes down to the owners.
For Mike Moustakas, he's going to sign a $10 million contract with Milwaukee. He's going to sign a one-year deal.
He should get more for three to five years.
He should. But the point is, there wasn't anybody offering that. So what's wrong about
that?
Well,
no, the problem is they're waiting for the dominoes to fall, and that's Harper and Machado.
All right, but I don't get like where – and I hate to be on the side of the owners here, but what are the owners doing that's wrong exactly? They're just not signing guys at the price those guys want. They're willing to sign them at the price they want to pay them. We all know they're overpaid. All baseball players are overpaid. We know when we overpay baseball players, that's only going to come out in your ticket prices and your concessions and all that kind of stuff. So why are you worried that Mike Moustakas isn't making $17 million in a multi-year contract?
I'm just
contract.
Using Moustakas as an example.
No,
there are 100 players, 100 major league players without a job yet at this point. And we're 40 days from opening day.
If they wanted a job, they would sign for what the owner wants to pay.
Why
them.
Should they Nobody's sell saying, themselves for less?
They're not Colin Kaepernick.
You're right.
Somebody's going to sign them to it. They just want to sign them on a certain dollar amount.
They should try to get the highest value that they can get.
That's not grounds for a strike.
It could happen, though.
That's stupid.
Would you be shocked if that happened? No, you might think it's stupid.
I would be totally shocked that would
you
happen.
You would be shocked.
And Adam Wainwright is talking out his butt, and he has no idea what he's talking about.
It's not just Wainwright.
Players have grown frustrated during the offseason over the number of free agents that remain unsigned. Oh, big whoop-de-doo. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. There are guys out there that don't want to sign for the money that the owners want to pay. I feel really bad for them. Because you know what? They have to get an apartment and everything. They have to settle their families. Are you serious?
It's one of the reasons.
Please.
It's
like
one of the
like
many
they're
reasons.
They're working on a freaking rock pile. They're playing baseball.
Listen, it's easy for me to say because I know where I'm coming to work every single day.
All right. All right. We'll talk about this. So I also want to throw another issue in here. It has occurred to me that the Philadelphia fan base does not follows teams, but not like really get into it, unless these teams have a chance to win something. All right? Now, I know we talk about the Flyers less, but and they're on a great hot streak right now, and they won back-to-back against the Red Wings over the weekend, but we're not talking about them because they're not in a playoff hunt. So whatever they do until they get to the playoff line. Like, we have been unable to talk for an entire summer about Phillies baseball because they weren't in the playoff line. Now, they were last year for a little bit, and then they frittered away. But when any of our teams is not in a playoff run, we're less interested in them. We are. We just don't talk about them.
That's true. You're
so
right.
What does that tell us about the Philadelphia fan base? That we strive for excellence, that we're knowledgeable. What does that say about us that we only give teams that we're invested in that can make the playoffs the attention.
I know this might upset some people, but I was a young lad when Jimmy Rollins called the fan base front runners. He wasn't wrong.
That's what I was thinking.
He wasn't wrong. Now, we're not bandwagon, we still follow.
I'm not blaming the fan base for being front runners. They should be front runners.
You're right.
They shouldn't be following a team that has no playoff aspirations. I agree. You should only follow that. Like, if you're doing right by your fan base, you're in contention to win something. That's what counts. Otherwise, what do we have to talk about? They're not in contention to win anything. What exactly are we talking about? Like, what's the angle? I'm a snob when it comes to that. So he called us front runners. Yeah, you should be a front runner as a fan.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean jumping ship and becoming a Warriors fan.
Because if you're not a front runner, then the teams get the message that, oh, it's okay to be mediocre.
Unless you're a process truster. And then there's an end game to watch, but losing.
Only losers like me watch the Sixers during that time.
We were only talking about the process. We were only talking about who they could get out of the process. We weren't talking about that process team.
Right.
But we weren't invested in Hollis Thompson.
No, but there was still this overarching end goal that the team was going to be good. Mm. So even when they were losing, like, unless there's like this overarching, theory or strategy behind why you're losing or how you're building, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. The Flyers are certifiably hot. Now, hockey is talked about less than the other sports for a lot of reasons. But even Flyer fans aren't as invested in them at this point because no matter what they do, they're on a hot streak. They're still like eons away from making a playoffs. So, like, how much could you be invested in a team that's not going to make the playoffs? That's what I'm saying here. All right. And also, I have a surprise for you guys today. It is President's Day. And you guys are Temple Universities.
I'm out.
Oh, boy.
I already know where this is going.
Big win over the weekend, by the way, for the Owls.
That was a great win by the Owls. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. The people that call, you're talking about the issues we're talking about, you're going to get a presidential trivia question.
Ooh.
It's a multiple choice. You give the answer, and then either the Temple faction in there, Natalie and Andrew, will say right or wrong. And if they say wrong, they'll have to give the right answer.
I'm out.
So this is Temple versus the audience today in presidential trivia.
Wow.
All right? So you can both gain points. Like, if the audience has the right answer and you say, yeah, that's the right answer, and it is the right answer, both of you get points.
I have a feeling I'm going to be carrying this a little. Andrew?
So this commercial is about five minutes long, so I got five minutes to study.
Andrew is a proud grad at Temple. I'm sure he knows his presidential trivia.
5 minutes to study. All right.
I will say we were both
right back to my college days.
We were both communications majors.
Okay, but this is just like kind of like stuff you should know.
I think I'll be okay.
Like, you learn about the presidents really when you're like in fifth grade on.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay. You
know? Yeah, like it's a junior high type of thing.
We watched movies.
We'll see.
The presidents.
Okay. My history teacher showed us movies.
Here's the number to get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. President's Day. Happy President's Day, everybody. This is supposed to be about Lincoln and Washington, right?
They
just combined them?
Yes.
Yeah, they combined it.
Who were they, presidents?
They used to have a Lincoln and a Washington Day that's now combined. It's not right. One less holiday. Oh, back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
3 o'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli Show. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corp Elise Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, which we don't have today. And hoagie party trays, everybody's good, which we also don't have. Andrew Salchunas is producing the show today. Tyrone off today. Natalie's with us. The Temple University duo.
And here we are.
A little presidential trivia about this issue of the players. Andrew's all upset that there are all these free agents out there that don't have jobs. And he's, you know, he's afraid that the families have to get settled, the animal crackers have to get stacked in the shelves.
Their dogs have to get comfortable with their backyards.
The eggs and milk have to be in the refrigerator. I can see all these hardships that these families endure setting up in a new town.
You got to find their local academies.
You know this Jeff Passan guy, right?
Yeah.
You
booked Passan. Yeah.
Passan. You booked him on the show, right?
Yes.
All right. He just sent out something here.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's a narrative out there that there are more than 100 jobless free agents. This is not true. A liberal accounting of the so-called XX free agents, ones who have 6 years of service, counts about 50. Of those 50, about half are major league caliber players. So, say 25 free agents are out there.
I would still count the 50 because they're going to be able to compete for opening day rosters. So let's go 50 instead of 100.
All right. But what is the thing that's holding it up? I ask you, what is the thing that's holding up?
Well, they're waiting for the two biggest dominoes to fall.
Okay. So if those two dominoes were willing to sign at X price, everybody else would have a job. So what exactly are the grounds to strike about, as Adam Wainwright says, that he's worried about the players who are going to walk out in midseason? Right. Like guys under contract making salary are going to walk out in midseason.
I think part of the problem is guys that have signed recently. That's why that number is going down, because mm-hmm. there have been players that have signed recently. They just want to be on a team. Okay. At this point, they just want to be on a team. And what you have said, they're signing what the owners are offering them.
Uh-huh.
Now, they could probably get more once the two biggest dominoes fall. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to it, it's Harper and Machado's fault. It's not Rob Manfred's fault. People want to blame baseball.
Well,
people want to blame
what you were saying earlier. You were saying, oh, my God, there's merits for a strike. They should strike.
Well, when it comes down to it, it's those two guys because they haven't signed yet. But once they sign, that's when the other guys will be able to get jobs, and that's when those other players will be able to get closer to what they want in terms mm-hmm. of a price. Right now, teams don't want to give up that money because they want to see what that benchmark is when it comes to how much mm-hmm. Harper makes, how much Machado makes. Not just money, but how much money per year, how many years. The recent Machado report is now 8 years to San Diego, when originally it was 10.
The message here, and it might not be fair or not, is that owners who control the purse strings don't want to pay X amount of money for a superstar anymore. They want the superstar. They want them on their terms. I don't know what's wrong with that, because they're running the risk of losing the guy and facing the wrath of their fan base if they're going to play that game. But they are clearly saying, 10 years that didn't work before with the Albert Pujols thing, we want to stay away from that because, you know, and there's the Ryan Howard contract. There's all that kind of stuff. We can't afford to do that. And they're entitled to that. I don't see why they're wrong about this. Why the players are the aggrieved party here.
Well, my problem with it is that we're 40 days away from opening day.
Okay.
40 days.
The Phillies have their starting lineup. Do we care about these other free agents? We don't care about them, do we?
Well, when you're looking at other teams that still have spots to fill.
Why do we care about other teams? Who cares?
Well, because I'm looking at baseball as a whole. When it comes to Phillies, you're right. They have their lineup set. As soon as they put in Bryce Harper, that starting nine's ready.
Everybody else has their lineup set. If they needed a position, they would go out. Like, Moustakas just signed with Milwaukee for 1 year, $10 million. That's what he got. So they finally decided, okay, we want to settle our position at third base. We did that. If these teams want to settle their positions, they'll do it. If they have their starting lineups, they don't care about these other guys. I don't know. This baseball thing makes me nuts. And I love baseball. You know I love baseball. But it's like, come on, man. You've been overpaid for years. And now they're saying, you know, we've been made a mistake by overpaying. We're going to try to get some semblance of control over this. They're entitled. They write the checks.
Yeah, there are definitely players who have been overpaid. Remember that Tommy Hunter, the guy that's in the bullpen for the Phils?
Yeah.
He got $9 million a year, 2 years, $18 million.
Exactly.
That's overpaying a guy who has stunk throughout his entire career.
And the owners are saying, you know what, I've been overpaying these guys. I don't want to overpay them anymore.
Yeah, but there are guys who are better than Tommy Hunter who are still available. Like, why has Craig Kimbrell still not been signed?
Because he wants $20-plus million a year.
Okay, do you not think he deserves it?
If he wants 15, he'd be signed. He's setting his own limits. He's saying, I want $20-plus million. They're saying, you're not worth $20-plus million. Whose fault is that? It's Kimbrell's fault. He can easily sign for less. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Drew?
Happy practice day. Yeah, I'm good, man. So, yeah, about these players whose names I won't mention, kind of like Harry Potter, you know what I mean? You know, like, I got to ask you this question, Mike. Yeah. Do you think the longer this goes on, the more these guys get overhyped, so that when they do finally sign with a team, you know, I'm hoping forbid, you know, if Harper does sign with the Phillies, it's that they're bringing so much of this hype that are they going to live up to this expectation once they do sign?
Well, I mean, that's at their own peril. I mean, they believe enough in their ability to know that they can, they're going to, whoever signs them, they're going to get a great player. Like, I don't think that puts any extra pressure on them.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Well, guys sign for that kind of money. You can put the almost that tag on anybody who signs for that kind of money. There's going to be that pressure. But it's not going to deter them from asking for it. You know, it's like secondary. It's down the road. Down the list, I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't.
If Bryce Harper signs $30 million a year for seven, it's kind of the same pressure, isn't it? Then he would sign for 10. So there's going to be more pressure.
I think it'd be more pressure, you know, depending on, you know, that type of money. I'm not worried about the money.
What's the solution? Do you take less money because you don't want the pressure?
No, I just think they should have had something done sooner than as far as pushing this out as long as it's going. I think they're doing the absolute right thing. Really? Okay.
And he's doing the right thing. They're trying to get as much money for their client as possible. They know somebody's going to fold, and if no one folds, they take less. They have nothing to lose right now, the agent with these players.
All right, I'm Villanova grad. I want to take
all right, Villanova versus Temple. I love it. All right, before the 12th Amendment was passed in 1804, how was the vice president determined? A, there were no official vice presidents before 1804. B, they were appointed by the president. C, the president and vice president were voted on separately. Or D, the presidential candidate receiving the second largest number of electoral votes was the vice president. What's the correct answer?
I'm going B.
B, appointed by the president. All right, Temple University?
That would be, I believe, D, second most votes, correct?
The president. Villanova, you lost, brother.
Oh, wait a minute.
Presidential candidate, you're right. This is stunning. This is a stunning development. Now, which one of you two got that answer?
Yeah. Andrew got that.
Andrew?
Yes.
The presidential candidate receiving the second largest number of electoral votes. You knew that.
Yes. One of few things I knew.
That's impressive. Temple is up 5-0 on the audience, which is a total stone shocker.
I know, and we beat that Delco school.
You did. You beat the Delco school. Villanova. And just think how much more money Drew's parents paid than yours for that education.
And look,
here we came up small with the 12th Amendment question.
I didn't have clean streets at my school.
Man, I'll tell you what. Let's go to JT in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. JT.
Nah, JC. Mike, it's AC. Yo,
AC in the Northeast. What's up, AC?
Yo, I don't want either Harper or Machado. Bleep them, man. Bleep them. I don't care about them. If they want 10 years and they can't accept 7 for $800 million, I mean, geez, come on now.
Dude,
you don't mean that.
You don't mean that.
I don't want them.
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
I don't want them, man. Yeah, if they're going to cry over 3 years.
You want them.
No, I don't, really.
You don't want to win.
No, I do want to win.
You'd rather not win.
But you know what? 20 years ago, I would have been crying. I've been upset, you know. I've been, like, wanting them. Now, you know.
Wait, this macho attitude, this I don't need them, like, what's that get you?
You know what it gets me? Not winning a World Series, but you know what? I just don't like the players.
What's satisfaction? Is that what gets you satisfaction? You'd rather not have Bryce Harper, maybe Machado?
I can live off 08 for another 10.
No, stop it, AC. Stop.
Eagles just won the Super Bowl. I can live off 08 for another 10.
Put that superstar in your lineup and then compete for something. What do you care how much they want?
I think we can compete without him, but I think we won't win it.
Well, there you go. With this guy, you can win it.
I know, but like I said, beat them because...
Come on, AC.
You know, look,
this is a fake macho attitude.
He could rip his tours Achilles with Brian Howard.
AC, it doesn't matter, AC. You got this attitude that you screw them? Well, guess what?
I don't want them.
The only person who loses is you by saying that.
Wait, let me whip these Temple people.
All right, here we go. AC, we need a correct answer.
We're going to get one.
Which U.S. president signed the treaty to purchase Alaska from Russia? Was it James Buchanan, Ulysses S. Grant, Andrew Johnson, or Andrew Jackson?
I think it was Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson is your answer. All right, so we'll go into the Temple people. Temple people, he said Andrew Johnson. You can match that or you can go with somebody else.
Natalie, I'm giving this one to you. I got the last one, so how about you get this one?
I actually was thinking Johnson, too, but I can't have the same answer, right?
You can. You get a point if it's the correct answer.
Go with your gut, Nat.
Oh, I don't know.
Time is up.
All right.
James Buchanan, Ulysses S. Grant, Andrew Johnson, or Andrew Jackson, Natalie?
I'm going Johnson as well.
You're going Andrew Johnson? They're both correct. Oh, my God. The audience does score a point, but Temple keeps rolling
strong
here. 6-1 is the tally. Andrew Johnson.
Good job, Nat.
Are you going to reevaluate your stance on Temple now?
The only thing he did, Andrew Johnson, as president of the United States.
Get Alaska?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else he did. All right. If at the end of the show, I might.
You might concede?
I might concede. That
wonderful.
Temple U is doing a pretty good job. They were educated pretty well. But see, this is all, I don't know. I don't know, like who's contributing more in there?
We're pretty equal.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty equal.
I mean, overall, okay. I'm sure it's going to end up being Natalie. I'll be honest.
All right. I thought the audience could gain something on that last question, and you pulled Andrew Johnson out of your ear.
He was my, and then you heard Andrew say, go with your gut. Uh-huh. See, I'm naturally bad at multiple choice.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Okay. So I second guess.
Uh-huh.
So, but without Andrew in here.
Okay.
He said, go with your gut, and I was right.
It's teamwork.
All right, John in Philadelphia. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, no, Mike.
What's up, Johnny?
And talk hockey, and then real quick,
sure.
Switch over to baseball.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, getting to the Flyers. Mm-hmm. They have, I think, 23 games left.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still in it. I know what you mean. They're not guaranteed a spot, but they're definitely not out, because I think a few years back, in the L.A. Kings, mm-hmm. they were like the eighth seed, which was what the Flyers would probably be, and they won the cup.
This is my point. If the Flyers were the eighth seed, I'd be more engaged. They're 6 points out of the eighth seed.
Yeah, but with 23 games to go. You know?
Well, but again, this is – see, a lot of people think that, well, that's not many points, but the teams ahead of them have to lose.
Oh, I know. I understand that.
So, like it's not playing a vacuum here. While the Flyers are winning, the other teams have to lose, and that's hard to make up those kind of points.
Wait, tomorrow night, that's a big game, and chances are they might not beat that team, because mm-hmm. that team most likely is going to go to the Cup, maybe win the Cup.
Right.
That hasn't been done since Detroit, where the team with the most points,
uh-huh.
the season's not over, won the Cup. But I'm not going to argue over hockey. I think hockey has its fan base.
Yeah, it does. It's great the way the Flyers are playing. It really is. They've turned it around completely.
Can I switch over to baseball real quick?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, talking about them too, right? In reference to that contract,
mm-hmm.
I one gentleman, I think a car or two in front of me, said, I hope we don't get either one. I said, man, I hope we get both. And
spiteful attitude gets you nowhere. They're showing us up. I don't want them. Well, you're only going to lose if you don't get them. So.
Yeah, I don't look at that. Once we have them signed, I don't look at the guy, what he makes a year.
Mm.
He plays whatever position, and let's win, you know?
I agree.
And hopefully, but I think it'll be resolved soon. And that's what I got to say.
All right. I mean, maybe it won't be resolved for a couple of weeks. I know. Who knows when it's going to be resolved. All right. It's time for the president's trivia.
Sounds good.
All right. Who was the first president to appear on television? Was it A, FDR, B, JFK, C, Harry S. Truman, or D, Dwight D. Eisenhower?
That's a great one.
First president to appear on television.
I'd say FDR radio, maybe Kennedy. I know I'd stick with the initial. I'll say FDR.
You're going to say FDR. All right, Temple people?
We're going... We're going FDR as well.
You're going FDR as well?
And I believe they shot waist up on purpose because they didn't want to show that he was in his wheelchair.
Yep, they never showed his full body.
Michael?
Both are correct. Temple gets another point. The audience gets a point. It was FDR. April 30th, 1939, at the opening ceremonies for the World's Fair.
My man went from fireside chats to television.
It was not a press conference of any sort. He was shot on television at the World's Fair.
But they purposely shot him waist up, correct?
I don't know.
That was at least later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they did because they didn't want to show the polio.
Yeah.
That is impressive because I thought you'd say John F. Kennedy.
No, timing-wise, if you think about when TV was invented,
yeah,
JFK was, you know, the 60s.
Yeah.
So TV was around before that. Mm-hmm. I Love Lucy was on in the 50s. Hello?
I just thought you were going to say JFK. I don't know why. All right, let's go.
Man, four terms? You got to be on at least once.
Byron in the Bahamas. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bahamas!
Hey.
Byron!
Hey, Mike. How you doing, Mike?
What's going on in the Bahamas today, brother?
Oh, it's nice and sunny over here, bro.
I'll bet you it is. Whereabouts in the Bahamas are you?
I'm in Nassau.
Oh, you're in Nassau. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I like the Bahamas.
I'm going to talk Sixers talk.
Go ahead, Byron.
First of all, I think Elton Brand is going to be running up for GM of the Year.
Yes, I think you're right.
But I think he also made a mistake. I think he gave up on Markel Fultz too quick, man.
You thought he gave up Fultz too quickly? Nah, I don't know about that. I think they had to cut ties with him.
Yeah, see, because what Sixers really need is a big guy who can defend and who can score also.
We'll see if he can do any of that stuff. Now, you know, he still has a long way to go before we can say he's an accomplished NBA player. Maybe he doesn't even get it. You know, you never know, Byron. You got to wait.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, Byron, are you a native of the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, how'd you come across our show?
I watch it every day home, man.
you watch the show in the Bahamas?
I'm a big Philadelphia fan. Eagles, Sixers, Phillies.
Really? Yeah, how'd you get to be a Philadelphia fan?
As a little kid growing up, my parents said they were Lakers fans. And the Sixers came with Dr. J.
Uh-huh.
Moses Malone.
Oh, look at you, Byron.
Yeah.
Look at that. I love it. I love it. You're watching us in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. I do that every day when I'm off. I just sit back, relax, and watch.
Oh, that's awesome. What's the temperature today down there?
The temperature? I'm not sure, but I think it's in the 80s.
What up?
It's in the 80s, huh? It's a little cold and windy here. It's just a little less here. Hey, Byron, you want to do presidential trivia?
Oh, I'll give it a shot.
All right. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached? Was it Andrew Johnson? Richard Nixon? Bill Clinton or Calvin Coolidge?
I think I'll take a shot at B, Richard.
Richard Nixon. All right, Richard Nixon. Temple, you? What do you got?
I'm going, we're going Johnson.
You're going Andrew Johnson?
Andrew Johnson.
That is correct. Andrew Johnson.
Not only known for Alaska.
For high crimes and misdemeanors. He was impeached.
My man let that power go to his head.
Stunning. I never thought you'd get that one.
What's the score there, Mr. Missinelli?
8-2. 8-2. A stunning upset. This is maybe like Buster Douglas from Mike Tyson.
Well, you know.
Right here.
You should have went Temple.
Outright.
Let's go to Jim in Ellsberg. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Yes, that had been one of the most boring sports weekends, but I'm excited about the Sixers. They never had as much talent as they have now. I just hope the coach comes through and learns how to use them.
Well, I think that you're right on the button. I think that the spotlight is on him to deliver now.
Yeah, if he don't get it to the finals, I don't think he'll be here next year. I don't think he deserves to be anyway.
Yeah, you could be right. We'll see. We'll see how they play. We'll see if they go to a seven games like in the Eastern Finals and they lose because they don't have home court, that's going to save his job.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's pretty far. But I still think everybody wants them to get the Golden State, at least go five games or so with them.
No, but I get you. If they lose, like, say, in five in the Eastern Conference Finals, then he probably has to make a change.
Yeah, I don't think they have a chance at getting right. Villanova will give him anything to keep him there. They ain't giving him up for nothing. Not the notoriety he brought that school. No,
they can't pay what the NBA can pay.
Yeah, that's true, too. Money talks,
yes,
I guess.
It does. It talks a lot.
Quick question for you. Why don't they pull a pin out when they golf? I was really bored this weekend going through the channels.
It's a new rule that you can keep the pin in.
That's all right. That's good. I didn't know that. All right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You got it. All right. Yes, the golf. I watched a lot of golf this weekend. I did absolutely nothing this weekend and loved it.
Same.
I sat around like a toad.
Mm-hmm. I did the same thing. Did it was you? Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. I went out of my house one time. I went to the farmer's market, bought myself a steak.
What kind of steak?
It was a U.S. prime strip.
See, I too made steaks over the weekend. Yeah, and I accidentally overcooked them, and they were ruined.
Really?
Yeah, I was so upset.
You accidentally overcooked steak?
I sliced it in the middle. Uh-huh. I was making New York strip, and just to test it, and I thought I need another minute or so, and then I let it go for like a minute or two longer because I got distracted, and then when I went back, it was too late. I'm very hard on myself when I overcook steak.
I see that.
Yeah. I had Salisbury steak from my Hunger Man box.
Salisbury steak.
Did yours come out well?
My steak came out perfect. Yeah.
I got a
cast iron grill pan. So I sear it.
And then do you put it?
A real high heat
on
both sides. And then I put it in the oven at 275 just for like a little bit.
I know. That's what I should have done.
And then I get a little deglaze, a little red wine deglaze on the cast iron pan. And get a little wine sauce action.
I was paying attention to my caramelized onions and mushrooms.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good dish. 610-632-0975. Anyway, I love the All-Star stuff. And we're on the other side. We're going to talk about it because Andrew hates it. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.